Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson on groove continuity to cross-section changes, specifically for drum and bass. Here's the problem we're solving. You can have a massive drop, disgusting bass, super clean mix, but if the groove feels like it resets every 8 or 16 bars, the track loses momentum. The listener might not be able to explain it, but they feel it. It's like the drummer switched to a different drummer. So today we're going to keep one continuous groove identity running through your arrangement, while still making the sections clearly change. Intro to build. Build to drop. Drop to breakdown. Second drop, all of it. And we're doing it with micro timing, ghost note logic, swing consistency, and transition design, mostly with stock Ableton tools. By the end, you'll have a 16 to 32 bar DNB loop with a rolling drum groove, at least two contrasting sections, and transitions that feel like a handoff instead of a restart. And you'll have a workflow you can reuse for future tunes. Alright, let's set the room up correctly first, because if your session setup is sloppy, your timing decisions don't really mean anything. Set your tempo to somewhere around 172 to 176 BPM. I'm going to aim you at 174. Now open the groove pool in Ableton. Make sure it's visible, because this is going to act like your timing law. And decide your grid mindset. For tight modern DNB, keep most MIDI on a 1/16 grid, but add intentional offsets. Fixed grid at 1/16 is perfect. The goal is not to make everything loose. The goal is controlled funk. You control the swing. Swing doesn't control you. Now we build the most important idea in this whole lesson, the groove spine. The engine room. The part that never disappears. Create a drum group called drums. Inside it, make tracks for kick, snare, hats, ghosts, top loop or break, and FX or fills. Now pick one layer that plays almost all the time. This is your continuity anchor. In DNB, the easiest spine is hats plus maybe the subtle shaker or ride, or a quiet break layer that's more texture than headline. Even when you remove drums in a breakdown, this spine can often keep ticking at a low level, and it tells the brain, same track, same drummer, same pocket. Let's program the hats as the continuity anchor. On hats track, load a drum rack with a closed hat, a light shaker, and a short ride. Keep it simple. The point isn't to show off with programming. The point is to build something you can keep consistent. Start with a steady closed hat pattern. You can go 1/8 for more space, or 1/16 for a proper roller feel. Then add occasional notes on the E and a subdivisions. Don't go crazy. Just enough to give the roll. Now shape it with velocity. This is big. If you keep velocity flat, section changes tend to feel like loop restarts, because the groove has no phrasing. So aim for strong hat hits around maybe 80 to 100 velocity, and ghost hats down around 25 to 55. Think of it like a drummer's hand accents. Same timing, different intention. Next, kick and snare. We're going to build them in a way that doesn't reintroduce itself when the section changes. Put your kick on beat 1. Add additional kicks if your style calls for it, maybe around 1.3 or 1.4 depending on your pocket. Keep it classic. For snare, it's the DNB backbeat. Snare is on 2 and 4. Now add one controlled variation that persists across sections. This is another continuity trick. For example, a very low velocity ghost kick right before snare 2. Super subtle. This is not a fill, it's a fingerprint, and it repeats in drop A and drop B, so even when the tops change, your groove identity stays recognizable. Now lightly glue your drums. Not smash, just glue. On the drums group, add a glue compressor. Set attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Bring the threshold down until you're seeing around 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Then add saturator after it. Drive maybe 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on. This is cohesion. This is same drum universe. If you go too hard here, you'll flatten your groove and you'll start compensating with timing changes, and that's how you lose continuity. Now we hit the core concept, groove pool consistency across sections. Pick a groove that fits rolling DNB. You can start with swing 16 presets, something like swing 16-55 up to 16-65. But the real sauce, especially if you want jungle authenticity, is to extract groove from an actual break. So drag a break into an audio track. Right-click it and choose Extract Groove. Now you'll see that groove appear in the groove pool. And now, here's the rule. The same groove template needs to drive both sections. Even if the content changes, the timing DNA stays the same. Apply that groove to your hat clip first. Then apply it to ghosts and percussion loops. Sometimes you can apply it lightly to bass MIDI too, but careful. Bass can get messy fast if you overswing it. For each MIDI clip, set timing somewhere around 10 to 30. Start at 20. Velocity amount can be subtle, like 0 to 15. Start around 5. Random. Keep it tiny, like 0 to 5. Start at 2. Now a major warning. Committing groove inconsistently is a continuity killer. If you commit the groove in drop A but leave drop B uncommitted, you've already created a mismatch. Even if they sound similar, they won't behave the same when you edit notes later or change groove settings. So the best workflow is, don't commit until your arrangement is stable. And if you do commit, commit all related clips together. Hats, ghosts, perks, any clip that's supposed to share the pocket. Now let's glue the pocket even harder with ghost notes. This is subconscious motion. The listener doesn't hear ghosts as an event. They feel them as momentum. On the ghosts track, load a drum rack with a rim shot, snare ghost, and maybe a short perk. Put snare ghosts a 16th before and after the main snare. Keep velocities low, like 10 to 40. These are not competing with the snare. They are shading it. Now the pro move in Ableton. Track delay. Instead of nudging individual ghost notes all over the place, set the ghost's track delay to plus 5 to plus 15 milliseconds. This makes ghosts sit slightly late, giving weight and grease, while your main snare stays clean and forward. And here's an extra coach note. This track delay idea is also a macro control for your pocket. You can group hats and tops, and delay that whole group by plus 3 to plus 10 milliseconds, and just keep it constant across sections. If you want more intensity later, make it brighter or louder, not later. If you start changing lateness per section, it feels like a different drummer. Now we build two sections that feel different without resetting the groove. Make drop A for bars 1 to 16. Full roller, full drum kit, bass A, and if you want a break layer, tuck it in quietly, maybe minus 18 to minus 12 dB, just enough to add texture and humanity. Then duplicate drop A to create drop B, bars 17 to 32. This is crucial. Copy first, then change. Don't rebuild from scratch. Rebuilding is where you accidentally change timing and phrasing. In drop B, change only one major dimension at first. You have a few options. Option 1. Swap the main hat sample, but keep the exact same MIDI and groove. Same notes, same timing, different color. Option 2. Keep kick and snare identical, but introduce a new top loop, or add a ride pattern quietly, or change the ghost percussion sound while keeping placement. Option 3. Change the bass sound and mid-range movement, but keep the drum spine unchanged. If you change bass, tops, and snare texture all at once, you risk wiping the identity. Save the everything changes move for when you've learned to control continuity. Now transitions. We want handoffs, not restarts. One bar before drop B, introduce a pre-echo rhythm. That means you bring in a piece of the next section quietly before the boundary, so when the boundary hits, the ear goes, yeah, we were already heading there. A great stock chain for an incoming top loop is auto filter, then utility, then a tiny reverb. Set auto filter to high pass mode. Start the frequency somewhere like 300 to 800 Hz, and automate it down toward maybe 80 to 150 Hz. Be careful not to dump low-end junk into your sub area. Then utility. Automate gain from negative infinity up to around minus 12 dB so it fades in. Then a short reverb, like 0.4 to 0.9 seconds decay, and high pass the reverb hard, like 500 Hz and up, so it doesn't cloud the low mids. This makes the next section feel like it's already in motion. Now fill logic. In DNB, fills should often decorate the grid, not rewrite it. A common mistake is doing a fill that shifts the snare placement or removes the spine. That breaks momentum. Try a half-bar fill that's mostly top-end. Keep the main snare backbeat consistent. Add a little snare drag or tom pattern in 1/16 steps. If you want stutter, do it on highs. And a really clean method is beat repeat on a return track, not on your whole drum boss. Set beat repeat interval to 1 bar. Grid 1/16. Chance around 10 to 25%. Use the filter inside beat repeat with a high pass around 1 to 3 kHz, so it only grabs tops. Then automate the return send or dry slash wet briefly right before the section change. This way, you're not wrecking your kick and snare fundamentals. Now automation that changes energy without changing placement. This is how you keep the groove but make it feel like the track leveled up. Automate saturator drive on the drums group up by 1 or 2 dB into drop B. Or add drum bus on the group and automate drive from, say, 5 to 15. Keep boom subtle, like 0 to 10%. Because boom can wreck subs fast. Crunch. Subtle. The goal is perceived weight, not a different pocket. Now let's connect groove continuity to bass, because this is the part people forget. Groove is also breathing. If your sidechain envelope changes drastically between sections, the groove changes even if the drums are identical. The bass will start talking differently around the kick, and the whole pocket feels new. So keep your sidechain consistent across drops. Put a compressor on the bass group, sidechain it from the kick. Attack super fast, like 0.1 to 1 millisecond. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds depending on tempo and taste. Ratio 4 to 1. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Keep it similar in both sections. If you want a new feel, change the bass rhythm, not the sidechain shape. Now, advanced coach notes. This is where you level up. First, think phase continuity, not just swing continuity. Even if groove settings are identical, the feel can reset if drop B starts with a different transient layout. For example, if the first hat hit in drop B is way louder or brighter than what drop A usually starts with, the ear reads it as a new pocket. So zoom into the transition in arrangement view. Look at the hat and break transients right before and right after the change. Ask, does the density and emphasis look similar? If not, it might feel like a reset. Second, use a reference bar to police your pocket. Pick one bar that represents your groove perfectly. Often it's bar 3 or bar 7 of the drop, because by then the loop has settled. Anytime you change sections, compare that reference bar to the first bar of the next section. Solo hats, ghosts, and top loop only. Toggle between the two bars. Listen for hat push and pull, ghost placement, and whether the backbeat leans the same way. This is a super fast reality check. Third, avoid swing drift caused by layered grooves. If you have an audio top loop that already has swing baked in, and you also apply a groove to your MIDI hats, you can get a double swing effect, and it might change per section depending on which layers are present. That's why the groove feels stable in one drop and wobbly in the next. Fix it by choosing one master source of swing. Either let the audio loop be the timing reference and keep MIDI straighter, or warp the loop to be more neutral and let groove pool define the feel. And one technical sanity check, warp mode changes can fake a groove change. This audio version is shortened for playback.